I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that on Friday morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle rollover accident in the area of State Road 133 and Lagoon Road. The Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, Highland EMS, and Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. One person was transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. Then Friday evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance at Blackhawk Lake Recreation Area. Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. As a result of the investigation, Jason Lovinger, 46, was arrested for strangulation and suffocation with a domestic enhancer. Lovinger was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charge. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for raw, Reuben-flavored bratwurst with sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, and corned beef-type flavors produced by Racco Family Sausage in Judah, Wisconsin. This alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contains soy and egg, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold frozen at Racco Family Sausage's meat establishment in Judah, Wisconsin, on or before July 9th of this year. DADCAP is issuing the public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or egg are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of a foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. For more information, you can contact 608-325-4547. If you're looking to get rid of your electronics, either because they no longer work or you no longer need them, Goodwill in Richland Center holding an electronic recycling donation until 8 o'clock tonight. Drive up and donate your electronics for safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell Reconnect program. Items that will be accepted include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat screen TVs, cables and chargers, accessories, and more. There is no cost to donate your working and non-working electronics. Again, they're open until 8 o'clock tonight to accept your electronics that you'd like to get rid of. The 14th Annual Driftless Music Festival is being held tonight at Eckhart Park in downtown Viroqua, hosted by Fourth Stream, the local arts and live music nonprofit. The festival features an eclectic lineup of regional and national artists spanning Americana, Balkan bluegrass, jazz, rock, soul, improv, and world music. In addition to live music, festival goers can enjoy local food vendors, craft beverages, a raffle, family-friendly activities, and the welcome atmosphere that has made the festival a beloved summer tradition in the Driftless region. Admission is free. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets and spend the evening enjoying live music in the park under the oak trees. For the full schedule and festival information, visit driftlessmusicfestival.com. The 7th Annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Driftless Garden Tour will be held tomorrow from 10 until 4. This year's tour promises an intimate look at the horticultural hidden gems tucked away within the breathtaking landscape surrounding the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Whether you are a seasoned gardener or simply looking for a peaceful Sunday excursion, the tour offers a unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of the Driftless area. The curated experience features 6 stops, offering a unique perspective on garden design and maintenance. Gardeners will be presented at the site and then ready to share their inspiring stories. Beyond the garden gates, the event invites attendees to make a full day of their trip. The KVR Visitor Center serves as a perfect hub where guests can pick up printed maps, explore the interpretive center, or enjoy a short hike. The local community also joins in the spirit of the day with nearby restaurants and ice cream shops open to welcome visitors for a meal or a sweet treat. Cost of the event, $15. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online at kickapoofriends.org or in person at the KVR Visitor Center, even on the day of the event. Every ticket purchased directly supports the Friends of KVR and their vital mission to preserve and enhance the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Enjoy a great meal, have fun, and help a good cause at Barbecue Fest tomorrow from 11 until 2 or until sold out at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The event is hosted by the Avoca Blue River Muscadet Lions Club. Enjoy a third rack of ribs, quarter chicken, and sides for $18. There will also be raffles, bean bags, and family fun. Proceeds from the event will help with improvements at Muscadet's JC Park. St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference will be holding a summer fundraising gathering. Joan Zahulka is president of St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference.
We're absolutely delighted. The Shed Restaurant in Spring Green is hosting our fundraiser on Sunday, July 12th from 11 to 2. And we're very excited. Great food, live music by Jana Johnson and Lydia, her daughter, local musicians that are very popular. We're doing a 50-50 raffle, a basket raffle. It's just a fun time for the community to get together and raise some money for our effort with the new building coming.
Well, that's lots of good food at the fundraiser. Chicken sandwiches, brats, burgers, hot dogs, black bean burgers, salad sides, and beverages. And also they'll be looking for those who would like to help at the store.
And the other thing at our fundraiser this Sunday, we'll also, if anybody wants to volunteer at the store, we have a list of about 16 people, and we're definitely going to bring them on board to help out, which also engages the community, and people can give back that way.
Have a great time and help a good cause at the St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference Summer Fundraising Gathering tomorrow from 11 until 2 at the Shed Garden in Spring Green. Proceeds benefit the SVDP Outreach and Building Fund. Small business owners can get free hands-on training on how to put artificial intelligence to work in their day-to-day operations. Nora Rowan-Schmidt is a business consultant with Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center.
We have some really sophisticated AI training sessions that are coming. And when I say sophisticated, it's because we've got a professional consultant. His name is Michael Brown. He's an expert in many different things, AI. And thanks to a USDA grant and a partnership with Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning, who is really the energy and enthusiasm and funding behind all of these wonderful sessions, Michael is going to be doing a variety of sessions in the Southwest, one specifically in Richland Center coming up on July 13th. These sessions are going to be an opportunity for people to have a hands-on experience with AI with a professional. So Michael is going to be able to guide participants through different methods of using AI, different problem-solving strategies, and also to kind of highlight and demonstrate how different AI services work.
Monday's workshop titled AI for Small Business will be held at Richland Center Community Center from 8:30 until 11. The session teaches fundamentals about how to understand what AI tools can and can't do, where AI tools can help, and what the real risks are. The workshop will also teach how to keep adapting as technology changes. Michael Brown, leader of the session, feels the use of AI will help make things easier for a business owner.
I feel like I've got a pretty good handle here on how to thread the needle of ethics and responsibility and then also practical use, because at the end of the day, I really think people don't want to be stuck doing the busy work. They don't want to have to, you know, read through all the fine print to understand language that they may never use again. They don't want to have to sort through mountains of information. And AI is really, really great at making quick work of stuff that used to take a long period of time.
Owners will leave with practical skills and the confidence to evaluate and adopt new tools on their own. The workshop at the Richland Center Community Center on Monday from 8:30 until 11 is free and open to local business owners. You can register as space is limited. Business owners can reserve a seat at riseabove.net, AI101. Recent winners in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club 2026 calendar raffle drawings. Thursday's winner of $50, Amy and John Arnett of Lake Mills with ticket number 0469, and Bess Anderson of Muscadet and ticket number 0301. On Friday, the $50 winners were Manuel Blanco of Madison with ticket number 0601 and Skylar Venglish of Lone Rock on ticket number 0783.